Hello, I am your host, Ace Christiani, and this is Space Ace Podcast. Today, I'm here with Harlan Rayburn.
Yo.
Haven Eichner.
Hey.
And Reeb Elevens.
What up?
Today we will be discussing the topic of the Big Bang Theory. Would any of you guys like to explain this theory? Today we will be discussing the topic of Big Bang Theory. Would one of you like to explain this theory?
Hi, let's start off with the theory of a compressed ball of mass. The first seconds and the birth of light. This all started with a condensed ball of mass. This ball expanded at a rapid speed and light and time and space was created. When this happened, the temperature was about 10 million degrees. The cosmos contained a vast array of fundamental particles, such as neutrons, electrons, and protons. These decayed or combined after the universe got cooler.
Haven, how does hydrogen and helium support the Big Bang Theory?
They're actually supporting evidence with the different gases in the atmosphere. Hydrogen, being the most abundant element in the universe, accounts for almost 73 to 74% of normal matter and was created during the Big Bang. Helium, the second most abundant element, makes up about 24% of normal matter. Remaining elements only make up about 2%, and they come from supernovae and giant red stars.
Welcome back from break. I'm here with Harlan Rayburn, and he is here to explain how redshift helps explain the Big Bang Theory. Harlan?
Redshift is not really evidence for the Big Bang. It is evidence that the universe is expanding. As a galaxy is moving and stretching waves, it sends light that is called redshift because it appears red to our eyes. When the light of a galaxy gets closer to Earth, the galaxy gets pushed farther away and light gets stretched, causing redshift.
Well, that's Space Ace Podcast, and have an admirable day. Thank you for listening, and thank you to Harlan Rayburn, Beep Elevens, and Haven Eichner. Space out!